This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Polis says the state will receive 9,000 extra doses of the COVID-19 vaccine each week for the next 3 weeks. The governor said he learned about it Tuesday during a call with the White House.
So that means 27,000 additional vaccines over the next 3 weeks. We're excited that they can squeeze every last dose out to get to us. We get it in arms within a few days.
That extra vaccine won't make a significant dent in the state's vaccination rate, but it is more than the state anticipated. Colorado could become the second state to try to lower health care costs with a public option, CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The cost of health care was going to be a major focus for Governor Jared Polis and other Democrats last year. Then came the pandemic. With a shortened legislative session and a health care crisis, lawmakers abandoned an effort to create a new, cheaper insurance plan. This year, they'll try again. Representative Dylan Roberts and Senator Kerry Donovan plan to introduce another public option bill, but they say they're planning a compromise that gives hospitals and insurers more time. This new bill would start out by setting voluntary targets for cost reduction. If the industry can't meet those, then the state would create a government health insurance plan in 2025. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A data breach may have compromised the personal information of some 450 students and employees and researchers at University of Colorado campuses in Denver and Boulder. That's following a cyber attack on a company that does work for the university. Temperatures staying chilly along the Front Range today and getting colder for the weekend. This is CPR News.